Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Scott. My name's Steve Garcia. I've got this reoccurring charge from you folks, and I have no idea what this is for.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can see what you were billed for?
72727. This is the second month I've been charged for something. I have no clue what it is.
Steven Garcia?
Correct.
Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes? I do see an account.
1979-5 Combs Bell Road, Elkins, Arkansas.
I appreciate that. I'm waiting for my system to load. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. A little warm down here, but okay nonetheless.
It has been hot out recently. We're in a heat index.
Where are you at?
Alabama.
Okay. Yep, you're in the same general vicinity where the heat's at.
A little bit more humid out here.
Probably.
So I see that on March 4th of this year, you had placed an order for a cooker. That was an entry to win a cooker. You did not win the cooker. And with that, it enrolled you into the gadget campaign. I'm going to briefly go over what that is so you're aware of what you were billed for. With the gadget campaign, you pay shipping and handling for an item that is, or an entry to win an item. You paid for the entry to win an item. You did not receive that item. And with that, it enrolls you into the gadget campaign. You have 48 hours to cancel, or else you will be enrolled into the gadget campaign as stated in the terms of agreement. And with the gadget campaign monthly, you receive a chance to win more items. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed. And because it's not guaranteed, they give you a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store tied into with the gadget campaign.
I don't want to deal with this. I'd like to be refunded. I did not know this is what was going to happen. That's why I just saw this on my checking account and I'm like, I've got no idea what this is. And for $56? No.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I understand you want to be canceled, and I'd be happy to assist you with that. This is just something that I have to offer every customer because we'd hate to lose them as a customer. So feel free to say no. Feel free to say yes. It's totally up to you. I have a 35% discount. Would you be interested?
No.
Have a 50% discount. Would you be interested?
Not at all.
And lastly,
I
75.
do not want this at all, and I'd like to be refunded for those for the past month.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to work on getting you canceled, and then I'll help you with anything else that I'm able to help you with.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so you are canceled, and I'm unable to give you a refund because this was a valid charge. It was all stated clearly within the terms of agreement.
Well, you people are something else. Okay, I don't want to see this charge again, please.
Yes, sir, you are canceled. You are no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Will I receive any information in regards to this cancellation?
Oh, my mistake, sir. I do have a confirmation code for your cancellation. Would you be interested in writing that down?
Yes, I would.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in cat, 2610141192.
Charlie, 2610141192, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okie dokie, thank you much.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye-bye.